Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Monday, June the 28th, 2021. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Can you believe we are into the Marion County Fair? First time in 2 years that the Marion County Fair has been able to go on. Last year canceled due to the pandemic, but today it is back up and running for the first time in more than, what would that be, 700 days. Also, today is the last Monday in the month of June. We will be into the month of July Thursday, I believe. Time is flying this year. July 4th will come up on Sunday. We are less than a week now from July the 4th. Boy, does time fly. There is no doubt or substitution for that saying at this particular point. Now, the weekend was not bad weather-wise. I kept hearing that there was going to be all this rain. But to be honest with you, the rain never really materialized to a great degree. I know yesterday afternoon there were some sprinkles. It wasn't anything of note. And Saturday, I thought there was supposed to be rain, but I don't really remember seeing any of it, if it did happen. Saturday was a great day. I got a lot of things accomplished on Saturday that I'd been putting off for quite a while. So Saturday was a very productive day for me, and I'm happy about that. We're going to have a lot of great things coming up on this station this week. As a matter of fact, tomorrow morning, you're going to want to listen because we're going to hear a personal story from this pandemic during this program from 8:15 until 10 o'clock. And I'm not going to say who's going to be on yet because I do want it to be a surprise in several ways, but it's going to be somebody who really was affected during this pandemic personally. And I don't want to say any more than that at this point, except that I do think that everybody should listen. Everybody's going to make their decisions on what they want to do and how they want to handle this new life that we're in right now in regard to this pandemic, with restrictions being lifted and vaccinations being available for free. Everybody's going to adjust and do what they need to do, but personal stories help, and I've always believed that's the great thing about radio. Even different than a newspaper or a social media page, you can write things all day long, but to hear somebody tell you their personal experience, I think is far more, in their own voice, is far more effective than many, many other things. So tomorrow morning from 8:15 until 10 o'clock, we're going to have that personal story and also just get some thoughts on this pandemic. And I'm not going to say any more than that. I just hope you tune in tomorrow morning and kind of get a perspective of things that have went on in people's lives during the last year and a half. Now, it's been an interesting thing because some people have not been affected to a great deal at all. And I've even noticed some people have kept things hidden to say that if somebody has passed away, they have not said that that's what they passed away from. I don't know why that is. Maybe there's a stigma when it comes to COVID. I really don't know. I can't get in other people's minds, but I do know there is some of that going on, and it's just one of those things I think we're all going to walk through together, and at the other end, we'll all come out together. You know, that's really what we were talking about in the beginning of this, that we all were going into this together in March of 2020, and we're all going to come out of this together one day. Hopefully, it will all be behind us, but we're going in together, we're coming out together, and that'll be the way it's going to be. But while we're in it and learning things, hopefully we just do the smart thing and do the best we can with the knowledge that we have and go forward from there. Now, that'll be tomorrow morning, 8:10 until 10 a.m., and I don't think you'll want to miss that. Coming up later today on this station, we have mid-morning coffee break with Adam Malep from 10:10 a.m. till 11 a.m., and then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims later on today, 4:10 until 5 p.m. I cannot really believe that July the 4th is Sunday. And as you know, on these holidays, Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day, I have I'm going to call it a cookout, gathering, whatever you want to call it. And the Memorial Day one went off so well. As a matter of fact, I will venture to say that the Memorial Day event of 2021 went better than any of the events that I had last year at all. I just thought it was a really, really fun event, and everybody got together and had a good time, and we went through most of the food, and it was all good food, and it was just an enjoyable time. So I really do hope that the 4th of July continues that way. The 4th is a different holiday than Memorial Day or Labor Day. Those holidays are holidays, but they're both on Monday. Most people usually go back to work the next day, and they have kind of become about picnics and days off and little travel spots and things like that. The 4th of July is not really so much about that. I've not really noticed that the 4th of July is really about travel, but I do know a lot of plants close down over the 4th of July week. Of course, the fair goes on over the 4th of July. There are fireworks events in people's hometowns that I know people like to stay and be a part of and enjoy. So it's a little bit of a different holiday. And also, to be honest, it is, how should I say this? It has meaning. The 4th of July has meaning for a lot of people outside of fireworks. People like the 4th of July. People like to celebrate the independence of this country, as it were. Now, one thing I'm going to do, because we will not be here on the 4th of July, because it is a Sunday, and I believe all programs that day will be repeats except for the church services. So, there has been a tradition here at this station, and a matter of fact, this tradition has been going on for a very, very long time. It's about 6 minutes long. A matter of fact, I think it's exactly 6 minutes long. Now, let me give you a little background on this. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, there was a lady on radio in Marion named Madge Cooper. And Madge was really a legend here in the world of radio. And she didn't really have traditions when it came to Christmas or Thanksgiving or any of those things, but she did have a 4th of July tradition that she did on the radio every year on the 4th of July. She started in radio in 1940 here in Marion. Well, 1941, January of 1941, I think 2 weeks after radio went on the air here, and she didn't go off the air until 2008 or 9, I think, was her last broadcast. And I got to work with her, and she was a great lady. But she did this thing on July 4th every year. And one of the last times she did it, I taped it in her own voice. So, what we're going to do today to get in the mood for July 4th week is play, in her own words, the Madge Cooper July 4th tradition. And think about this, and think about what Madge says, and think about what you hear. And, of course, if you don't know, Madge passed away in November of 2009 at the age of 99. So, here is the Madge Cooper 4th of July tradition that we do every year on the station. Hope you enjoy.
Did this a few times on the air. I had seen and heard a play on Broadway called Benjamin Franklin in Paris. And it, after the close of the Revolutionary War, when this country was brand new, I mean really new, barely set up. We had a president and officers, but we had no money. And we didn't have much direction where we were going altogether. And it was really kind of haphazard in some ways. And yet the things that Charlton talked about were there. And they still are. Well, Benjamin Franklin, they picked to go to Paris and try to get us recognized as a country. Because remember, we had been colonies of Great Britain, as you'll hear in the Declaration tomorrow. So we thought if we go to France and get ourselves recognized, then we could maybe borrow some money and get ourselves set up and start really going ahead. So Benjamin Franklin went over there and spent for, I think, a couple of years, took his grandson with him, had a pretty good time, actually, but worked hard at trying to get us recognized as a country, and they wouldn't do it. He could see the officials in Paris, but they would always introduce him as Le Docteur Benjamin Franklin of the American colonies, always. And he could not get over that. And finally he gave up. He was packed. He was ready to go home. And as he waited in the waiting room for his last talk with the French ambassador, French that was representative, but he was waiting to get in to talk to him, and he had this thought. The thought is not in my voice. It is given in Robert Preston's voice as Benjamin Franklin thinking about, again, what it's like really to be an American after 200 years. And I like this. I hope you do too.
I have heard about a cask of good Madeira wine into which a small fly fell. Which cask was corked, was shipped 3,000 miles across the sea, where, after 20 years of lying in the dark, was brought up, was opened, and the first glass filled from it, at which filling it chanced that a small drop of wine spilled upon the tabletop. And there, in that small drop of wine, lay the selfsame fly, who, seeming dead, did as the sun shone on him, and dried his wings, arise miraculously, shook himself, and flew up bustling into the blue day as alive again as ever he had been. Now I don't know how scientific that tale is, but I should like to be buried in such a cask of good Madeira wine. But after 200 years, I too should rise up and stand once more on Pennsylvania land and walk. Breathe the free air, for I know in my heart somehow it will be free. I know it. I know it even now. What a dream. 200 years. And I wonder how I should find them then. Those Americans to whom the name American will not be new. Will they love liberty, being given it outright in the crib for nothing? will they know that if you are not free, you are so lost without hope? And will they who reap this harvest of ideas be willing to strive to preserve them? Men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Yes, sir. And would they die for it? That's the question one must finally ask oneself. Would I die for it? The answer one must say is, yes, sir, I would.
Monsieur le Docteur, the King will see you now.
Yes, I'll be right along. Well, anyway, it would be fun to be pickled for 200 years in a cask of good Madeira wine.
Monsieur le Docteur, Benjamin Franklin. The Ambassador of the United States of America.
And that is the famous Madge Cooper 4th of July holiday treat that we have done every year on this station for many, many years. And Madge did that on WMRN for I don't know how many years. So a lot of you have probably heard that before. Now, the main point of that is Ben Franklin is wondering if Americans many years later would understand what this country is all about, and would they appreciate the rights that we do have, and what people went through to get those rights done. So I'll ask that question to you, the listening audience this morning. Do you think people understand? Do you think people, as we get into Independence Day here, do you think they really pay attention to what happened in the past? Do you think they really appreciate it? 32 coming up on 33 minutes past the hour here. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, because that was always the question that Madge would ask. Do you think people really do appreciate it? I don't know. I really don't know, to be honest with you. They might. I think people know who George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are. I think they know what the Declaration of Independence is. I think that we wave our flags, and I think that we shoot our fireworks off, and I think that we're very proud to live in this country, as I am. But I don't know if people really understand what people went through, aside from the Revolutionary War. We talk about the Revolutionary War so much. Well, that was really, you know, I don't want to boil it down to this, but it was really, that just got us the land. The government and the representation in other countries, as the little Ben Franklin story there tells you, took a long, long time. You know, that didn't come instantly just because we won the Revolutionary War. And I don't know if people really understand what went on, how young of a country we are as compared to other countries, and do people really appreciate the freedoms and the things that we have here in this country versus other countries. We complain a lot. We complain an awful lot. But I don't know. I really don't know. What do you think? Somebody's got to have an opinion on this. We're a very patriotic country. But patriotism is different than understanding, let's say. Nothing wrong with patriotism. but it's a little different than the understanding of what went on, and do we understand those sacrifices? Give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear somebody's opinion on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do we appreciate the United States of America? Do we understand what people went through on the, let's call it paperwork side, it's really more than that, but what people really went through to lay out the laws and the rights and the travel that people had to go through to get representation in this country, because it was not easy. It was not easy after the Revolutionary War. So, do people understand that here in 2021? We ask this every year, and if you have an opinion, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, I've got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning, too, by the way. Number one, I don't have a McDonald's story this morning, but here's what I like. Now people are sending me their McDonald's stories. So I want to get to this McDonald's story this morning here. I got to pull it up. But I enjoy this because it lets me know that it's not just me who is having these issues. Now here this is. This came in from one of our listeners, Linda. Hi, Scott. Enjoy listening to your McDonald's stories. Here is mine from yesterday at the Marion Waldo Road location. I ordered a coffee and a breakfast sandwich and used my Visa card. He handed my card back and I asked if I could have a receipt. He said they were out of register tape and almost out of cups. He was a nice kid though. No problem there. I don't know. Ordering supplies issue or paper shortage issue. Please, no toilet paper shortage issue again. And that's from one of our listeners, Linda, out there. You know, these issues do happen. And I want to make the point to say this because I don't know if I said this last week. But people who work in restaurants are some of the hardest working people around. But when you go to a restaurant, it can be very frustrating when things like that happen. Register tape is something you would think that you would have an eye on. I'm not saying you can keep an eye on everything, and sometimes you do have rushes on items in a restaurant, but I wouldn't think that register tape would be one of them. I would not think cups would be one of them. I would think you'd have a back stock of cups. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't run a restaurant, but I would think you would have a back stock of cups. Maybe not. So, there's that. But beyond that, I guess we keep on going down the road. I haven't had any more issues at this point, but I do notice that people are putting the cards out now. Please call in and tell us how we're doing. Now, do they really want that? Do people really? I don't know. Do people really want you to call in and tell them how they're doing? I don't know. I hope most people are nice, but I think it could get a little difficult. Now, I also want to talk about this. Last week, I was talking about gaffer tape here, that all radio stations can, and television stations, by the way, cannot really operate without gaffer tape. Now, gaffer tape is essentially duct tape. And in radio, we use it to put cords together so they're not all strung together and so on and so forth. Well, we have not had any gaffer tape around here in quite a while. And I mentioned this on the air last week. And over the weekend, Pastor Craig brought us some neon gaffer tape, which is what I said I was going to have to go out and buy sometime soon. We now have orange, green and purple neon gaffer tape. So one day, I assure you, in the very near future, I am going to go to these microphones and I am going to eliminate this cord problem that goes along the desk with the gaffer tape we now have in place. So I appreciate Pastor Craig for doing that. And I also do want to mention Pastor Craig will not be live on July the 4th. Of course, that's a holiday this coming Sunday. The May 2nd broadcast will be repeating of Pastor Craig's show this coming Sunday at 11 a.m. It will be the pastor airing his May 2nd show. So pay attention for that this coming Sunday. But we now have gaffer tape. So now I'll go crazy here in the studio in the next couple weeks taking care of some of these cords that go across the desk. Okay, so we've got the gaffer tape thing here. You know, it'll be nice to get that taken care of, and then the studio will be really neon. It'll be neon crazy in here. Let's talk. Okay, now I talk about social media a lot, but let me tell you this. Sometimes you look at social media and you see people's pictures. Now, I never comment on anything. Very rarely do I ever comment on anything. Now, I'll put things up myself. If people comment, that's good. Sometimes I'll reply to comments on my own things. But as far as other people's pictures, I don't comment on those because I really don't know what to say. You know, nice, I guess is what you say. But I saw some pictures this weekend. Now, see, I'm going to try to be nice about this. This is what I don't understand about pictures. Is it looks to me like in most pictures, people are trying to show you what a good time they're having. Now, nothing wrong with that. I mean, I assume people are having a good time on the weekend. It was a nice weekend. But, I mean, do I need to know about this? You know, to me, it always seems a little fishy when I see pictures like that. I always look at those pictures, and the first thing that runs through my mind, and maybe I just have a, maybe I overthink it, but I look at people's happy pictures, and I say, oh, I bet things were not really that happy, because here's my logic on this. If things were really that happy, would you have time to stop and take pictures? Wouldn't you just be enjoying it? Because when I take pictures of things to promote things when I'm somewhere, it's like a project sometimes to stop and take a picture. Now, I usually do it for radio purposes to kind of show you where I was the last week. But it's a project. You know, you have to stop and take a picture in front of this sign. If I was, like, trying to pose for pictures, that would be difficult. So, I don't know. I always look at people's pictures and I think, and you see a lot more of this in the summer because people are out doing things. And I always look at those and I say, you know, are people really having a good time if you have time to stop and pose for pictures? I really don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I hope they are. I like to see people having a good time. But I will tell you something. There are certain pictures on Facebook I just don't want to see. Because there are some things that, you know, I just don't have interest in. And I look at those things and I go, well, what is that? Now, what is that? I don't need to see that. That's a little over my head. But that's the way it goes. Does anybody have a thought on this? Social media is a big part of our life. 740-383-9944. Do you ever see things on social media that you go, well, no, you know, I really didn't need to see that. That was a little too much. 740-383-9944. Who knows? Any thoughts on America in general? Maybe everybody's at the fair today getting their rabbits and their ducks and all this. You know, speaking of ducks, I have a question. I have this gaffer tape here, which is duct tape. Now, it says duct tape. D-U-C-K tape. Now, when this stuff first came out, it was called duct. D-U-C-T tape. So I guess I don't understand. Is it duct tape? D-U-C-K? Or is it duct? D-U-C-T? Does anybody know that? Duck or duct tape? Duck or duct? I know people thought it was duck for a long time. They called it duck. Or maybe they were just trying to say duct, and it came out duck. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Anybody awake at all this morning? See, I think the fair, especially since it hasn't gone on in 2 years, has just got everybody in a stir. And we'll see how the fair goes. We'll see if people show up. Hopefully. You know, you like to see success everywhere you go. Okay, we've talked about Facebook pictures, we've talked about McDonald's, we've talked about the gaffer tape. What else do we have this morning to talk about? Let's see here. Oh, by the way, over the weekend, Angie went out to a few places shopping, and I never asked her to do this, but she found some records for me and some other items, and you know, that's a really nice, kind act. And it comes back again. You've got to have people in your life who are just innately kind. How many people are really just innately kind? I don't know. I think it's a much smaller number than you might think. Now, somebody was trying to call there, and who knows what happened. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 74. Oh, you know what? I think our lines are pushed in here. Go ahead, caller.
I called, Scott. I was on hold for 10 minutes.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe we're having phone line problems here. Give us a call back. I think I know the problem now. All right. Well, hello?
Well, one more try, Scott. I called like once, and then I was on hold for about 20 minutes, so I gave up. I think you forgot about me.
No, you know what happened? Somebody pushed the auto answer button in, so it was only ringing once and picking it up automatically.
Oh. Well, that's okay. It's kind of like a car. See, I had to go to automatic transmission for the first time in like 35 years because they do make my car with a 6-speed, but I gave up trying to look for it. So I know your pain, my friend. And that high-tech car Angie drives, I don't even understand it. It's like we were hearing it take off on Friday. It wasn't even making any noise. I mean,
no, it's a good car.
It's like turning on a light switch. It's so quiet, it just buzzes out of there. It's like, is it actually on? It's pretty fancy stuff.
Oh yeah, I enjoy riding in that car.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, multiple things. I was going to call about like patriotism and history, but of course, you brought up an English question, so that's one of my specialities. It's duct with a T because the original idea, or the main thing you could do with the tape, was like tape your ducts in your house so that the air conditioning, you know, especially today when it's already like an oven outside, it's going to be in the 90s again. You don't want the expensive and important air conditioning to escape to a place where there are no humans or pets. So you tape up your ducts to make sure it's tight, but you can use duct tape for a lot of things because it's so strong. Even some of it, if it's heat resistant, you can tape your muffler with it. I mean, there are multiple things you can do with it. Duck, I think, is a brand because it's sort of cute. You know, ducks are cute, so it's like duct tape, but it's duct tape with a T. But the way people speak, sometimes we're kind of lazy with the last part of the word, so we'll just say duck. But people know that it's duct. Plus, duck. Duct ends in a T. Tape starts with a T, so you say it fast, it almost sounds like duct tape, because you kind of share the T. So that's kind of the idea with the duct tape.
Well, the packaging here says duct, D-U-C-K.
Right, that's a brand, but somebody might have written down duct, but, I mean, you can get it at the dollar store, or just get the brand called duct tape, and there's different kinds. There's the kind you also use, like, for your dryer duct. And that should be heat resistant. And again, a muffler, I mean, it depends upon the specific brand and which model. As the ducting in your house can get various temperatures, of course, with the heat, it might get a little hotter, but a muffler is even hotter than that. And if you're going to use it outside, is it more water resistant? I think in America, we take our duct tape pretty seriously. You know, as a fellow homeowner, Scott, you might have heard the little adage that if it sticks together and you don't want it to, use WD-40. And if it doesn't stick together but you want it to, use duct tape. And honestly, duct tape and WD-40 will, or knockoff brands, they will solve a lot of homeowner issues at an inexpensive cost. So I guess that's part of it. But yeah, you just say it quickly, it sounds like duct tape. And, you know, duct is kind of a weird-sounding word. So duct just sounds better, but it's not really duct tape.
This neon duct tape is reserved for cords.
I think because the cords aren't going to get as hot as your muffler or your dryer vent, the duct tape can be a little bit different. It doesn't have to be as strong. It could be a little nicer looking, because duct tape really isn't built for looks. But then for HVAC, they have this, it's kind of like a silvery backing. I have this really good duct tape I got for my dryer vent because it gets so hot. So there are the different varieties, but it's, in the general sense, it's all duct tape. But you say it fast and it sounds like you're saying duck.
Now tell me about patriotism.
Well, as I've gotten older, it's become more important. I think that's just a natural reaction, natural progression as you just get older, and you appreciate it. The United States certainly has its problems, but I still believe it's the greatest country in the world. And, you know, from the events of the last year and a half, we look at freedom of choice, whether or not you're allowed to do something that's stupid, or you even think that it's something stupid. And that's what our country was founded upon, independence. But responsible independence. That's why I say compassionate capitalism. Another word that sounds like it could be an oxymoron, but it isn't. Because capitalism can be very, very compassionate. Like, I believe it's more compassionate than socialism. And in terms of the patriotism, you know, people say love it or leave it. Well, freedom of speech includes saying you don't like some things, but I think in general, your opinion of the country should be a positive one. And people also say, well, I love my country if my politicians would scare me. Well, I would say I agree with that. Many politicians are scary, but some of them kind of grow on you. So the bottom line is, I think we should love our country, as we are a nation of immigrants. And my grandparents were immigrants, and I do love this country, but I understand it has its problems. So like myself, I don't always take it too seriously.
Well, here's the thing. I think this is part of the problem. I think we're describing patriotism and our rights in today's terms, and I think as the Madge Cooper classic Ben Franklin bit there, would the people who live then, would they think that we appreciate what they went through? I don't think we do. I think for us...
No, we're spoiled by technology. I mean, there was no, you know, the Paul Revere saying the British are coming. Yeah, we might joke and say, well, if it was 2021, he would just send a text alert. Kind of like how we get text alerts for weather, for your credit card balance being due. I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but things have changed. There wasn't even any telephones. You couldn't just call somebody and say, well, it's going to rain, so bring the pets in, close the garage door. Now it's technology allows this stuff to be instantaneous, even to the point where it gets annoying. These alerts on your phone that sometimes seem to go a little bit crazy.
Well, here's what I'll say about this issue. This is what I think as far as that goes. What I think is I think what those founding fathers and what those people went through to get representation and draw up a constitution and what they went through to do that, form a government, I think what they would be most shocked about if they could be sitting here right now are the things that we argue about now and call freedoms. I think they would think they were quite trite compared to what they went through in their day. I think they would look at this and go,
I would agree. It's all relative. And Americans often make mountains out of molehills. That's kind of the American way. You know, I read on Facebook a lot about American traditions, people in Australia, people in the UK, how we speak the same language, but how are we different? Well, we're different in many ways. But as I say, America was founded upon independence. And maybe, are we better off? Maybe we should have just stayed as part of the UK. No, I like being independent, and that's me. I'm an independent kind of a person. You know, I work for myself. I'm involved in business ventures, and that's the kind of person I am, but not everybody is.
Well, I think we're founded on independence, but, I mean, if you go through the Constitution, there's an awful lot of, they didn't call them laws, but they certainly have become rights. There's an awful lot of things in there that you're entitled to, and I think the fact that people equate things in the last 10 years to government and to freedom, I mean, when those people were talking about freedom, they were talking about not being killed for their right do whatever.
We certainly have different levels of what we're trying to get accomplished. I would certainly agree with that.
Yeah.
It's all kind of relative.
Just think they would look at these things and they would go, that's what they think freedom is? And I'm not talking just about the COVID. I'm talking about everything in about the last 10 to 20 years. I think they would think that's about freedom. That's what they, because most of the freedoms that they were fighting for, if they didn't get them, the result was death.
I do agree with you. Yes, I would definitely agree with you. It's all relative.
Yeah. So I think that would be the shocking thing for a Ben Franklin or a Thomas Jefferson or a George Washington. I think that they would look now and say, oh, it's about mask wearing. It's about kneeling during a football game. It's about that sort of thing. That's what freedom, that's what they equate freedom with today.
I would say that would be some rumbling that you might hear.
Yeah.
Be inclined to disagree.
No, but again, there's nothing wrong with having an opinion on the masks or the kneeling. Those are the first two things that just came to my mind. There's nothing wrong with having an opinion, but that people equate that to the founding fathers and freedom, I think they might look at that and go, ooh, that's not really what we were talking about.
Well, it is all relative. That is for sure.
It is. Well, I appreciate you finally getting through.
Yeah, it's all the general umbrella of independence and just how American society operates. And again, you know, I had a kind of a joke, but it is serious. Paul Revere in 2021 could just send out a text alert, not just ride a horse and say the British are coming. So technology has changed so much that we have an immediate gratification mentality. Just think about used to wait to get the newspaper to hear the news, hear the weather. Now it's immediate. Get up, go to the bathroom at 3 in the morning and look at your phone. There's an app telling you anything you might need to know. So is it good or is it bad? The immediacy factor has changed, but sometimes it's good to know things right away.
It's hard to tell.
All in perspective, Scott.
Well, I think technology has changed things, but I really start to wonder anymore. It's become about fireworks. I mean, even talk about newspapers and technology and all that. What's the big story as we head into 4th of July weekend? Next year, are we going to be able to set off fireworks without a permit? Now, I think the founding fathers would look at that and say, are you reading the Declaration of Independence? I mean, it doesn't take that long. It's not a book. Are you reading the Bill of Rights? Do you even know who we are? Now, they will know the presidents. I would hope to believe people would know Jefferson and Adams and Washington, but do they know who Ben Franklin was? Do they know who Paul Revere was? Do they know who Hamilton was? I don't know. Maybe Hamilton because of the play.
I wouldn't expect that people would ace that kind of a history test, no.
No. Well, I'm not, and you don't have to know every little figure back then. I don't. But that Ben Franklin is starting to be forgotten, that's a problem.
Yeah, Ben Franklin did so many different things, so many inventions, and that's a shame. But I have realized the importance of history as I've gotten older. But being involved in this station helps also because history is so intertwined with news.
That's true.
So I've appreciated it more, and I thought maybe I should have paid more attention to history.
It's never too late.
Never, it never is, no. And pick up a book, read websites, ask people that are scholars if you want to learn more about this country. I think it enriches you as a person.
Absolutely. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Always a nice answer from Adam, and we appreciate the people who... If you were trying to call now, it was me. It was somebody pushed the auto button in on the telephone, which is easy to do. We've got three buttons here. I've done it before, but it's just I didn't realize it was pushed in, and when the auto button is pushed in, the phone automatically picks up without me knowing it. So the auto button is unpushed now, so if you call in before and you just heard me talking or got the busy signal, it was probably because that button was pushed in. So give me a buzz now, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A matter of fact, wait for 15 minutes because we've got to go to break. Come back on the other side with much more. I know, and now the calls are coming in. So they were awake. I just had the button pushed. Hold on. Come back with me in 15 minutes.
Because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank
you. And I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in...